You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Cardinal Pietro Parolin, Vatican Secretary of State, addressed world leaders on Monday at a summit aimed at tackling global issues surrounding refugees and migrants at the United Nations. The event was sponsored by the Vatican's Permanent Observer Mission to the UN, together with Caritas Internationalis and the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission. The one-day meeting at the UN headquarters in New York marks the first time the General Assembly has called for a summit on the issue. Organizers hope it will point the way towards a more responsible and predictable system for responding to large movements of refugees and migrants. This is Cardinal Pietro Parolin's full address to the summit.
The greatest challenge before us is to identify and act on the root causes that force millions of people to leave their homes, their livelihoods, their families and their countries, risking their very lives and those of their loved ones in the search for safety, peace and better lives in foreign lands. The primary cause of today's refugee and migrant crisis is man-made, namely wars and conflicts. The Holy See thus pleads for a common commitment on the part of individual governments and the international community to bring to an end all fighting, hatred and violence, and to pursue peace and reconciliation. The Holy See remains firmly convinced that, as Pope Francis has often stated, the way to resolve open questions must be that of diplomacy and dialogue. Moreover, in the last few years, religious persecution has become more and more a cause of displacement. Although other groups are heavily targeted, many reports confirm that Christians are by far the most persecuted faith group. Some of those persecuted, even in asylum countries, are facing harassment in refugee settings. We must not abandon them. Mr. Chair, among the causes of displacement is the manufacture and sale of weapons. The Holy See has repeatedly called on the international community to limit strictly and to control the manufacture and sale of weapons, where the likelihood of their illegal use and their falling into the hands of non-state actors is real and present. Finally, the plight of migrants fleeing from situations of extreme poverty and environmental degradation is urgent and must be addressed. While these migrants are not recognized by international conventions as refugees and thus do not enjoy any particular legal protection, nonetheless they suffer greatly and are most vulnerable to human trafficking and various forms of human slavery. For this reason, in our efforts to address effectively the root causes of large movements of refugees and other forced migrants, we should also strive to eliminate the structural causes of poverty and hunger, attain more substantial results in protecting the environment, ensure dignified and productive labor for all, provide access to quality education, and give appropriate protection to the family, which is an essential element in human and social development. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That was Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin addressing world leaders at a summit aimed at tackling global issues surrounding refugees and migrants at the United Nations.